Howdy, everybody. This is Eli Alger with Eli Alger and the Faster Horses, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
A dirty old guitar and a favorite song is where this all began. I picked it up, learned how to sing, started up a band, and like many I know, broke out on my own to the Music City Row, where the crooners go to make their bones. The pressure's on, I'm looking for the next new ride. I'm quaking in my boots, friends ask me all the time, hey, when you gonna make it? That's a damn good song. You write that yourself? Boy, keep trying, it won't be long. You've got the stuff, and I'd listen to you. Have you tried out for a TV show? Wouldn't that be cool? Hey, Nashville, I'm talking to you. Well, I tell you what, it's a whole lot harder than I thought it would be. Everywhere I look, there's another dreamer dreaming the same dreams. So when I feel my roll getting slow, I'll load up the truck and hit the road to play a show for the folks who believe back home. Crowds pouring in, must be doing something right. I'm going for broke, couldn't quit if I tried. Hey, when you gonna make it? That's a damn good song. You write that yourself? Boy, keep trying, it won't be long. You've got the stuff, and I'd listen to you. Have you tried out for a TV show? Wouldn't that be cool? Well, thank you everybody for stopping out and coming through. Hey, Nashville, I'm talking to you. I'm coming your way. And you thinking if instead of when will be your greatest mistake? 'Cause someday soon, well, these folks down here, they're gonna start asking me. Hey, when you gonna make it? 'Cause that's a damn good song. You write that yourself? Just keep trying, it won't take long. And you've got the stuff, and I'd listen to you. When we see you on the TV, man, won't that be cool? Well, thank you everybody for stopping out and coming through. I'm headed back to where there's a whole lot more of me than you. Let's see if I can make a few of these dreams come true. So hey, Nashville, I'm coming for you.
Well, we continue our interviews. We're here in the Omni Hotel in Nashville, and with me is Eli Alger.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, I saw you in a hotel room last night. You were doing a little impromptu acoustic session, and I was really blown away with your voice.
Wow, thank you so much. We had a lot of fun. The time flies fast, you know. It was just me, the fiddler, and a little bit of lead guitar on the acoustic up there, and I think it really filled it up.
That's good, because that was a three-piece like yesterday, but you've got actually a six-piece band?
Yes, we do. We've got bass guitar, drums, and keys join us when we all take the stage. So that's the full crew.
Very good. Because you've got a very traditional country sound as well as being modern.
Yeah, I try to ride the line. I grew up on that traditional 90s country sound, so Garth Brooks, George Strait, Toby Keith really hold a place in my heart, and I have a little bit of a classic rock side. So when we get the drummer up there, you kind of see some of that.
I saw the Garth Brooks bit when I was watching you last night, you know, the way you phrase things sometimes.
I've gotten that a few times before with the, especially, you know, I like to move. I like the body language and stuff like that. I love to perform. I think I'm a performer more than I am, and an entertainer more than I am an artist, a singer, and a songwriter. It kind of takes the foreground. So.
Okay. So where are you from?
I'm from Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
Yep. Been in Nashville for about 4 years now.
You live here full time now?
I do, when we're not on the road here, or we're on the bus or in the van going to shows.
And how many records have you had out so far?
We just have one EP, the Faster Horses Fresh Out of the Gate EP, and that's got 5 songs on it.
Okay, and we're going to release one in Europe, aren't we?
Yeah, that's the plan. Dollars on the Wall is going to be making the scene in Europe, and you know, hopefully it makes a bit of a splash.
Tell us the story of the song.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So my favorite kind of place to go in and have 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 12 beers are dollar bars. You know, when you walk in, there's $700 pinned to the ceiling. There's a place in southern Iowa, Melrose, Iowa, called Ozzy's Old Red Barn. And it's an old sheep barn that got turned honky-tonk back in the day. My granddad's been bringing me in there since I was a kid, and I ended up writing a song about it. And it's called Dollars on the Wall. So everything that you hear in there, that's a piece of me. That's a pretty close to home tune there.
Great. And these dollars, are they silver dollars?
No, they're dollar bills, George Washington's. And you sign your name on them, and then you staple them to the ceiling or the wall, and so when you walk in, there's just dollar bills hanging everywhere, and it's really aesthetically cool. It gives a great vibe, and it's just a place where I have a lot of fond memories. So that's a song that wrote itself in about 15 minutes. It's like I wasn't even there.
So it's like a dive bar as well.
Yes, in this particular circumstance, I mean it's a sheep barn that got turned into a bar. So they have all the original wood from 100 years ago and old tools that are hanging up. And I've got a few dollars in there, but it's where I learned to drink and I learned to sing karaoke. And, you know, I've been going in there since I was eating the kids' menu. So, yeah, probably 20 years of experience in that joint. Howdy, everybody. This is Eli Alger with Eli Alger and the Faster Horses, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Sit on down in this honky-tonk little hole in the wall. Everybody in this town we call home, it's the place where the truckers, hippies, cowboys, and the farmers go to drink. My granddad's took me there since I was in my younger years. I used to get the chicken fingers, and now I drink the beer. There's dollars on the wall in that old barn where I grew up. It used to be for sheep, now it's for raising up a cup. The neon's faded glow reach built 1932. Well, they've been slinging beer since 86, and I'm sure glad that they do. Well, it honky-tonks on Saturday nights, they like to pour 'em tall. So come on in, sit on down, put a dollar on the wall. It's time to go, we've shut her down. Randy's had enough for everybody in this town. Yeah, we're good and gone, there ain't no doubt. Well, Karen's running bar tonight. She says, get the hell out, come on, boys. There's dollars on the wall in that old barn where I grew be for sheep, now it's for raising up a cup. The neon's faded glory, it's built 1932. Well, they've been slinging beer since 86, and I'm sure glad that they do. And in honky-tonks on Saturday nights, they like to pour 'em tall. So come on in, sit on down, put a dollar on the wall. Let them keys dance, come on. Tell you what, you've seen it all. Oh, the stories this joint could tell if these Washingtons could talk. Oh, there's dollars on the wall in that old barn where I grew up. It used to be for sheep, now it's for raising up a cup. The neon's faded glory, it's built 1932. Well, they've been slinging beer since 86. Hey, I'm sure glad that they do. And in honky-tonks on Saturday nights, they like to pour 'em tall. So come on in, sit on down, put a dollar on the wall. Yeah, come on in, sign your name, tack a dollar.
Music right there, son. I don't care who you are.
Damn.
Tell us about your performances. You tour the whole country?
We tour everywhere they will have us. So far, we've been doing I'm an Iowa Boy, so that's right smack dab in the middle of the U.S. corn country, some would call it. Yeah, we've been doing a lot of Midwest stuff. We're looking to get into the Rocky Mountains, looking at some East Coast. We're heading into Florida. We're going to Texas in 2024, and all of the above. Everywhere this side of the Rockies right now, but I'm looking to go on the other side as well. So nationwide.
Let's hope Europe comes into it.
Yeah, I hope it does.
Very good. So has it been the same band all the time that you've got?
No, it hasn't. My bass player has been with me since middle school. We've known each other for probably 15 years now, and he's been the only one that's stuck with me the whole way through. But, you know, as it's grown, we really had a big growing pain about 2 years ago when it started to become full-time, and guys were going, I'm either quitting my job and going with the band, or I'm going to let somebody else do it. And about half the band stuck, and half the band said, I don't know if I can make that kind of a leap, which is totally understandable. It's crazy. So, but I'm where I need to be to find the players that, you know, people come to Nashville to do this thing.
Yeah.
So this is the cultivating ground, and I've been finding my people, and I think I have the band that's going to ride with me through the trenches now. And it's one thing to be the guy that wants to be, you know, the artist such as myself, you know, and be that voice on the radio, but think about the guy that wants to be the fiddler for that guy. You've got to have a different kind of bone and love the craft and kind of a different kind of crazy to be able to go, this is the guy that I'm going to follow. I think he can do it, and I'm going to be the lead guitar player, the keys player, the fiddler in his band, and we're going
to
do it.
That must be a great feeling to have that. I mean, I used to have that. I had to change different people, and sometimes you have longtime friends that you just have to say, well, it's not going to work out with you for whatever reason, and then that hurts, you know.
Yeah, it does. It does. And you have to realize it is a business, and also that, you know, people get sick. When you say we're going 100 dates on the road, you know, it's just like any other job. There's going to be times that they're going to go on a vacation, or they have a wedding they have to attend or something. So you have to have a roster. I mean, even not too long ago, Garth Brooks had a sit-in fiddler.
Yeah.
You know, it's not everybody can make every show. I'm probably the only guy that has to make every show. But, yeah, the rest of them, for all intents and purposes, if they got to sit one out, I got to have somebody who can sit in.
Talking about fiddlers, I mean, your young lady who's a fiddle player, she's great.
Oh, yeah, Frankie. Leah Sawyer, we've nicknamed her Frankie for reasons unknown, but... it rolls a little better. Our drummer affectionately named her Frankie, and once he did that, I was like, man, that's a lot cooler to say, go get him, Frankie, when we're on stage, instead of Leah didn't roll off the tongue as well. She loves the name too, but she's a little rodeo girl out of Texas, and you said it. Can she? You'd think that fiddle would get cut right in half the way that
she's a rodeo.
Yes.
She performs at rodeo?
She has done rodeo. She breaks horses and does the stockyards for a living. I asked her if we could do some pictures with her horse for a cover shoot. And we get out there, and she is literally, I mean, she's just probably 110 pounds, soaking wet, 5.5 feet tall. And she is breaking a horse out there when we pull up. I mean, she's the real deal.
I mean, looking at her, she looks so shy, maybe is the right word. But
she's very quiet.
I can't imagine her doing that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
We watched her get bucked about 12 feet in the air, hit the ground hard, and just came up, walked up to us. Hey, guys, how's it going? We're like, aren't you in terrible pain? And no, that's fine. She was all covered in dirt, and I was just like, this girl is salt. Wow.
Wonderful. Anyway, well, let's hope we see her over in Europe as well once we get this record going.
I'll let her know for sure.
Great. Well, it's been great talking to you, and we look forward for the single to come out the 1st of April, and let's go for it.
Absolutely. Lee, thank you so much for having me. Howdy, everybody. This is Eli Alger with Eli Alger and the Faster Horses, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
What's the weather like in Denver? It's not important, but I'd like to know. This damned old interstate is giving me heartaches. And Lord, do I hope it snows. I'm headed back from Austin to Tupelo in Tennessee. Well, these stage lights blind my eyes, and darling, you're all I see. So put another log on the fire in that cabin on the mountainside, and I'll sing you old John Prine by the firelight. Oh, how your long brown hair was shining as you spun around the room, and I can see you dancing for me as I drive through the night. I'll be home soon, darling. You can dance for me tonight. Remember that cabin in Estes? It was a bright yet cloudy day. Well, I was hiking through, and you were too. The snow came falling, and God ran me into you. Oh, when this highway's out from under me, the sun will rise o'er the mountain dew. There's only one road to my happiness, and I'm on my way to you. Put another log on the fire in that cabin on the mountainside, and I'll sing you old John Prine by the firelight. Your long brown hair was were shining as you spun around the room. And I can see you dancing for me as I drive through the night. I'll be home soon, darling. You can dance for me tonight. Dance for me. Tonight.
I know I'm on the road a lot, honey. I hate it too. Snow, I love you like crazy. And I'll be home soon.